Divorce breaks down to two things, custody and the financials. Custody is care of the children, and there are four different types of custody: sole custody, joint custody, primary physical custody, and legal custody. When you're going through a divorce with your spouse, it is vital that you understand what each one means. That's why we asked our family law expert, Sandra Radner, to explain what each one is. Sandra's the founder of Radner Law in Melville, New York, and the author of the book, You're Getting Divorced, Now What? For those who know Sandra best, they describe her as a 29-year legal veteran who is also a pit bull in court, but has a heart of gold when it comes to her clients. Sandra, welcome.
Thank you, Alyssa. Thanks for having me back.
Well, thank you for joining us. Now, one thing you and I have been discussing a lot is the Kim Kardashian-Kanye West divorce. And, you know, the latest story out there, our sources with direct knowledge of this case are telling the website TMZ that Kanye's new and fourth lawyer is going to make custody of the couple's four children her number one job and her number one priority. So when people are going through a divorce, is it common that people settle matters pertaining to the children first before tackling the financials?
That's a great question. And the answer, as often is the answer when you speak to an attorney, is it depends. In the case of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, the reason that they're talking about the children, I believe, is because that's the issue that's really of the most concern right now because of what's been happening that we've all been watching on social media. So what's in the best interest of the children? Who are the children going to be safe with? Is there a reason why the children wouldn't be safe with their father? Is it better for the children to be with their mother? Should there be a definitive parenting time schedule in place so that there's no confusion? Those are all issues that really have to be addressed for the safety of the children and for predictability for the parties.
You know, Kanye has also been posting a lot of inappropriate messages. In fact, he just got kicked off Instagram and is banned for a total of 24 hours. Now, if somebody does this, could it really hurt and impact things like custody and visitation?
It absolutely can, because it can show the state of mind of the person when they're posting. It can show, do they have issues with anger that could impact the children? Will they be disparaging the other parent to the children, which the courts do not permit or say they do not permit? And all of those, all of the things that that person is posting, like Kanye's been posting, really shows like what their current state of mind is and will it be safe for the children to be with them. So I think it absolutely is relevant. And in this particular case, I think it will work against him.
You know, I want to go back to your book, which I love, You're Getting Divorced, Now What? And chapter 9 actually talks about custody. So I would love for you to explain the difference between what we made reference to at the top of this segment, sole custody, joint custody, primary physical custody, and legal custody.
Thank you, because a lot of people don't know the differences between all of those custodies, all those different types of custodies, and it's important to know. So sole custody means that one parent has custody and sole decision-making, meaning that they get to say what the decisions are concerning the children, including major decisions, without having to obtain any input from the other parent. So that's really the most extreme version of custody is sole custody. Joint custody, or in New York they call it joint legal custody, joint legal custody is joint decision-making, but you could still have one parent who's a residential custodial parent, meaning that they live with one parent the majority of the time, and they have maybe parenting time with the other parent that's maybe one day during the week and every other weekend. Shared 50-50 custody or joint legal and residential custody is when the parties share the custody of the children equally. So sometimes people might do 1 week with one parent and then 1 week with the other parent, or they can do something where one parent has Monday, Tuesday, the other parent has Wednesday, Thursday, and then they alternate the weekends. So that's really the difference. And then I think one of the questions that people always ask is, what's the difference between legal custody and physical custody? Legal custody is, again, that joint decision-making, that any major decisions with regard to health, religion, or education must be agreed upon between the parties. That's the joint decision-making, and that's usually called legal custody. And the physical custody is who the child is actually living with the majority of the time.
If parents can't decide who the custodial parent is going to be, and the courts have to get involved to determine that, how do they weigh the decision on who the best parent is?
Well, there's a number of things that happen. First of all, they usually appoint an attorney for the children, because the attorney for the children is only advocating for the children. So the attorney for each parent is advocating for that parent. So the attorney for the children is advocating just for the best interests of the children. And sometimes the court needs even more information. So if there were child protective services involved, the social worker or the child protective service agency may be involved in an opinion. There may be something called a forensic psychologist that meets with all the different parties and does an evaluation. There may be a mental health evaluation. So all of these different things combined together help the judge to decide who it makes sense for the children to be with the majority of the time. And what they're looking for is, where's the most stable environment? How are the children going to be cared for? Will they be neglected if they're with one parent or the other? Will they be safe? And will the parent actually be there? Is the parent asking for the children to be with them, and then they're never going to be home because of their work, which I know is a concern in the Kim and Kanye case, because Kanye travels a lot. So where are the children going to be? Because usually parents say, if the children are going to be with you, you have to be there. Otherwise, they should be with the other parent, which is what's best for them.
Yeah, and that brings me to my last question, and I know we're running out of time. When the kids are young, like Kim and Kanye's, here in New York, are parents required to live a certain distance, or are they not allowed to move the children out of state without the other's consent?
It's really what the parties agree to. So sometimes if the children are school age, the parents want them to remain in the same school district, so they don't have so much change at the same time. So they might say that there's what's called a radius clause, where they stay within a certain number of miles. They continue going to that school, and the other parent's not too far away. And usually for a parent to relocate a further distance, you would always require either court permission, a court order, or an agreement between the parties.
And is that something that's easy to get when you're sitting down with your attorney? Or again, is this a matter that's usually brought to a court?
If the parties can't agree, the court will decide. If the parties can't agree, then it becomes part of your separation agreement or stipulation of settlement or divorce agreement.
Wow, this is so much great information. Sandra, for people who want to learn more, how do they get in touch with you?
Please go to my website, www.radnalaw.com, radnalaw.com. Thank you so much, Alyssa.
Well, thank you for joining us as always. Don't forget to pick up Sandra's book, You're Getting Divorced Now What? I refer to it all the time, because it will help you survive and thrive. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this break.
Sandra Radna is an aggressive advocate who cares deeply for each of her clients. Sandra Radna is an award-winning matrimonial and family law attorney, selected as a super lawyer and honored as a lawyer of distinction and one of the power women of Long Island. She's the author of You're Getting Divorced, Now What? A how-to guide giving you the tools you need to navigate a contested divorce in court. With easy-to-follow forms, practical tips, and stories from the trenches, Sandra's book has the advice to carry you every step of the way to your new after-divorce life. A noted leader on the latest issues concerning divorce, Sandra has brought her down-to-earth practical advice to the readers and listeners of NPR, CNBC, Decrypt Magazine, Authority Magazine, Divorce Magazine, Attorney of Law Magazine, and New York's Law Journal. Visit Sandra Radna at radnalaw.com. Or call 631-754-6382. That's 631-754-6382.